Man, I'll tell you, when those fans gave me that No Shoes Nation shot ski, and I picked it up, you know, it was one of the first few songs of our show a couple years ago, and I picked that shot ski up and turned around, and there was just my photographer right in front of me, and I just held that shot ski up, and everybody went crazy, and I said, that's got to be the cover of a live record, that moment, because if you look at everyone in Arrowhead in that picture, including myself, everybody's just so excited to be there. And there's just such love in that picture. And that's why I chose that shot.
We appreciate the fact that you love Kansas City and are coming back next year. We really do.
It's always been a great place for us to play. But I'm not sure how many years this makes us playing at Arrowhead. It's 4 or 5.
I think it's 5, actually, buddy.
Yeah, and so it's just turned into such a beautiful experience for me and my road family and the connection with the audience. And I couldn't think of doing a summer without coming to Arrowhead.
It's weird when you're not here. So I got to ask you, we swap these emails before you come on and talk on the phone with us. And in our email we sent to you, we said, hey, you're going to be on in Kansas City with Mike, Zeke, and Jillian, but it's not going to be Mike Kennedy, who's retired. Yeah. You're on with Mike Keller now. I just want to know, are you as disappointed in that email as the rest of Kansas City was when we made that announcement?
That's true.
I miss Mike, man. I remember playing, the first time I ever played in Kansas City was in Mike's living room.
Right, I remember that.
I've heard the story.
So that's true. It went from there to Arrowhead, and I love it.
I love it.
Well, you know, most of the big artists start in Mike's living room. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, gosh. No.
That's so funny.
So the new album, Live in No Shoes Nation, out now. And, Kenny, I think you'll agree with this. The two best tracks on there, Disc 1, Track 7, Anything But Mine. And then on Disc 2, Track 13, Old Blue Chair, because those are the two you pick from Arrowhead. So I'm just going to say those
are the two that are from Arrowhead. And if you listen to Anything But, the reason Anything But Mine made it is because that night when we kicked into that song, if you listen, the audience in Arrowhead literally took over the song. I mean, it's just beautiful to listen to. I couldn't believe it. And as an entertainer and someone that loved that song, when you see a place like that's so special to so many people, sing that kind of song back to you that loud, it's just anything. It's like an avalanche. It's just everything you could ask for, you know. And that audience was just so beautiful that night. And I'm glad we did that song, obviously. But we did Old Blue Chair that night, and that's the only time that we've ever done it with the full band. Usually, I just do it with my guitar, but we did it full band that night. And it made the record.
That's amazing. Yeah. You know, we were so glad we finally got to announce this concert because the announcement got postponed a couple different times, one of which being for the Hurricane Irma.
Right.
We got a text the other day. We were mentioning that we got to talk to you, and Jay sent us a text, and his question that he wanted to ask you was, how does it feel to have the enormous success you have, but then to do something like helping out your family on the island?
Well, it feels good. But to see so many people come together to help has just been one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. It's those people there on the island are really hurting, and throughout the Caribbean, and not just the Virgin Islands, but there's a lot of people that have come together, you know, in such a short amount of time, if you think about it, to try to rebuild that infrastructure. And I'm just a small piece of that, but my team has done a great job, and the Love for Love City Foundation that we started has just been able to do so much in such a short time, and we're going to continue to do that. As you guys know, that area has fed me as a person. It's fed my creativity. It has been a huge part of my life.
And for you to open your home, not even being there when the hurricane's going to hit, to your neighbors and everything, that's huge.
Well, it was just the right thing to do. All my friends that were there on island that couldn't make it off, you know, they stayed in my house. And my house was made of bricks and stone and mortar, and it still got really destroyed. But I knew I had a shelter underneath that would protect everybody. But it was a difficult thing to see, because so much of my life, you know, in the last several years have been, you know, lived down there. But to see that many people hurting, and to see that many people displaced and scared and not really knowing what tomorrow brings was really hard for me, and it changed me in a lot of ways. You know, it makes you think about people that have ego and they're self-absorbed or whatever, and or just, you know, in our everyday lives we get upset at a red light and we or whatever it is, and you see that kind of devastation, and just really puts a lot of things into perspective.
If you've ever been to a Kenny Chesney show, you have to pick up the new album, Live in No Shoes Nation. So Kenny, great. We can't wait to see you July 14th, 2018 at Arrowhead, man. It can't get here soon enough.
I cannot wait to hear that energy again, to see all those faces. And like you said, man, for everybody that was there in Arrowhead, the last time we played, you can hear yourself sing Anything But Mine as loud as I've ever heard it on this live record.